This is Financially Speaking with the Bushka Wealth Management Team. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of this show is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Financially Speaking.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management and Bushka Retirement Solutions. And today, as always, I'm joined by my host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if you would like to get any more information on what we're talking about today, feel free to give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit the website retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. Of course, we've got all sorts of great information out on the website, including information about our process, what you might experience if you come in for an initial consultation or a second opinion. And of course, for those meetings, there is absolutely no cost and no obligation. And you can schedule that meeting right on the website at retirewithbushka.com. Feel free to check out the radio and TV show pages as well. We've got some of our past episodes out there on the website and also on YouTube. We've got our past TV shows. And you can now, of course, subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Amazon Music, wherever you prefer to get your podcast updates. Now, one of the most common questions that we get from our clients when we're meeting with them is, am I ready to retire? And to answer it, we really have to sit down with them and walk through their entire financial strategy. And sometimes the clients do get the answer that they're looking for, and sometimes they get an answer that disappoints them, though usually only temporarily, I should say. Sure. Now, with that in mind, on today's show, we're going to discuss some potential signs that you're not quite ready to retire. But before we start to unravel that loaded question, let's make sure to say hello to Tony here with us today. Tony, how's it going today?
It's going great, especially since I'm here with you, Cole. I love doing the show with you each week. You know, we're talking about retirement, but I can't even fathom retiring. I would miss doing the show each week too much. Going to do this as long as my voice holds out. I've said it before. I'll say it again. As long as I've got the voice, I'm going to wheel in here and do the show each week. So
absolutely.
That'll be good. But I've had a great week. I'm just, hoping and praying that spring will come and finally stay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We never know, do we, in the Midwest here?
No, we sure don't. I mean, it's, snowing 8 inches one day and 55 or 60 degrees the next. So
isn't it crazy?
Yes. I mean, the Midwest, we definitely have some slightly unpredictable weather, especially this time of year. That March, April, they say April showers bring May flowers, but sometimes here it is snow showers. So.
Right. Right.
Yeah. So yes, I'm very much right there with you. I'm waiting for spring. I'm very much a summer person myself. I'd rather be on a boat than a snowmobile, but I know to each their own, right?
Right. Well, and the question you brought up though today for our show, Cole, is a great one. How do I know when I'm ready to retire? I mean, I always thought when I was younger, I'll be ready to retire when my hair is gray. When my hair turns gray. But I know people who their hair turned gray when they were 30 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, who is 80 and in long-term care, her hair is still brown. She doesn't have any gray hair. And she doesn't dye it either. So you can't go by hair color, I guess. I was way off base on that when I was younger. But a lot of people, as we get into our 50s, like my wife and I are in our 50s, how are we going to know if we're ready to retire? I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there have asked that question.
Oh, absolutely. And people ask all the time. And so for our discussion today, we're going to start with an Investopedia article, actually.
Okay.
It's called 10 Signs You Are Not Financially Okay to Retire, which is a little bit of a startling headline for some people,
right?
But it does present some really good facts for our listeners. And I think it's a great place to begin. So it's a first sign that you may not be ready to retire if you're currently struggling to pay your bills. Now, that might seem kind of basic, but it is something to think about. If you're having a hard time to cover your bills while you're working, retiring is probably not going to make those things any easier for you. And in general, retirees typically need about 75% of their pre-retirement income to maintain that comfortable lifestyle. Now, this income typically comes from various different sources, like Social Security, maybe 401k or IRA withdrawals. Maybe you're lucky enough to still have a pension from your employer, and often personal savings falls into that equation as well. And the key question here is whether these sources are going to be able to provide enough to cover your expenses and allow you to truly enjoy your retirement. Now, the article notes that while costs like things like commuting and dry cleaning may decrease, expenses for things like entertainment and travel will potentially increase. So it's really important to factor in those costs. And also don't forget about taxes and healthcare costs. And depending on your total income, your Social Security benefits may be taxable. Most pensions are going to be subject to taxes. And of course, those withdrawals from your IRAs and 401ks will also be taxed as income. And additionally, without a job, keep in mind, you're going to lose access to that employer-sponsored health insurance at some point. So if you're 65 or older, Medicare is an option. But of course, that isn't entirely free either. And you have to have a plan, whether you're already 65 and can go on Medicare, or if you might have to go on like a marketplace insurance plan through whatever available plans are available in your specific area.
Yeah. So basically what you're saying is if you don't have a plan on how to cover healthcare costs, you're probably not ready to retire yet. Or if you're unable to on your own, especially like you say, if you leave your employer's healthcare plan, once you quit, most jobs will not keep subsidizing your healthcare. You can't be a part of their group plan anymore. Right. And if you're not yet of Medicare age, boy, if you retire before 65, that's a very costly thing to cover your own health insurance. It's very costly now.
It can be. It can
be. Yeah, it really can be. So you need a plan in place to deal with that, even with Medicare. Even if you're 65, you're still going to have medical expenses out of pocket. And I think a lot of people don't realize that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's why as a firm, Tony, you know, we offer that service right in-house. You know, a lot of people come in and they're like, you know, I'd retire tomorrow if I could afford health insurance, and they just maybe haven't considered it. And so we sit down with our health insurance team and we try to figure out, you know, if they're before 65, what that marketplace insurance might cost. And for some people, they find it's actually less expensive than they might have anticipated. And so there's been a number of situations where we've been able to help clients transition into retirement a little faster than they might have thought possible, simply because we helped them create a plan for the health insurance. So you're right. It's imperative that we don't only just have a financial plan as we get ready to retire, but we also have a plan for health insurance and Medicare and the supplements and all of that kind of stuff. And obviously, that's why our team of advisors is set up the way that it is, so that we can help answer that question for clients as they make that transition and take that unknown into something that's, kind of definable, and we can incorporate it into their overall financial plan as well. Now, to go back to our article for a second, it also talks about carrying a large amount of debt as another sign that you might not yet be ready to retire. Keep in mind that carrying a substantial amount of debt can put a strain on your savings. So if possible, you should try to reduce or eliminate especially credit card balances and maybe car loans, especially in this higher interest rate environment. Depending on your circumstances, paying off your mortgage or downsizing may also provide some financial relief. Now, while paying down debt before retirement may mean working longer than you'd like to, the financial freedom of not having monthly payments when you get to that point can be well worth it. And eliminating debt, including your mortgage, also means avoiding costly interest payments that can erode that long-term financial stability. Now, with that said, deciding whether to prioritize debt repayment or retirement savings can be really challenging for some people. So if you have a loan with an interest rate equal to or higher than what you might earn in the market or in investments, typically, let's say 6 to 8%, then paying that debt off is going to be the better choice because, of course, it may guarantee you a return. However, if your mortgage carries a really low interest rate, like let's say 2 or 3%, and is tax deductible if you itemize, contributing more to your retirement savings may be the smarter move unless you have a poor track record with investing. So there's not one rule that fits every situation. It's not a one size fits all solution, which of course keeps my job interesting, but these are just some things to think about as you get ready for that transition.
Yeah, and trying to figure out what debt you need to pay down before you retire, that's one great reason right there to meet with your financial professional. You know, if you don't have one, set up an appointment. Cole, you and the staff there at Bushka Retirement can help people with this. This is what you do. Right. But I wouldn't go it alone. You need to get that figured out, need to get that debt paid down, right?
Absolutely. It's all part of the greater financial plan, right, Tony?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Now, the article does next highlight not having a plan for future big expenses as another potential sign you might not be ready to retire. A financial services professional that's quoted in the article advises against waiting until retirement to handle major foreseeable expenses like replacing a roof or repaving your driveway or buying that home in the vacation destination you're looking for, or maybe that RV that you've been planning for. These large costs will add up over the course of time, especially when withdrawals come out of taxable accounts to pay for them, requiring you to then, on top of that, pay taxes on every dollar that's coming out of the account. Now, the article suggests addressing big expenses before retirement so that you can minimize their impact on your portfolio in the future. So consider this quick example. Let's say you need a roof that's going to cost you, let's say, $7,000 and a driveway repair for $4,000. And then, of course, a car with a down payment of $10,000 and then $300 a month in monthly payments. In total, these expenses require $21,000 up front. And if you're in the 24% federal tax bracket, that means having to withdraw nearly $28,000 from your retirement accounts before you account for taxes. And then additionally, that $300 a month car payment is going to cost you almost $400 in pre-tax money, which could take a significant portion of your Social Security income or your withdrawals from your IRAs in the future.
You know, that's a really good point. Something that I hadn't really thought about, Cole, in that way, is those big purchases that a lot of people, when they retire, I'm going to get a new car. Or I want to buy that. You mentioned an RV.
Right.
And it would be better to purchase those things and try to pay them down before you retire. Because in retirement, like you say, a lot of people have the money they haven't paid taxes on yet.
Yeah.
If it's all in the markets or in a 401k or an IRA, when they take that money out, they've got to pay taxes. Then what's left they can use to buy things, but they also have to cover all their expenses in retirement in addition to these things. So you're right. You know, save for that around the world trip or that RV. And I know that the Bushka family seems like you, don't you sell RVs? Isn't that something you in the past have?
No. I have sold my personal RV.
Hasn't your mom bought and sold? Hasn't Sue Bushka bought and sold RVs?
She
and
has.
You have? Now, do you still have an RV for sale in case some of our listeners want to?
I actually just sold the one that I've been trying to sell for the last year. So thankfully, no, I no longer have an RV for sale.
I have to always rib you about the RV. It's like people who own a big boat or an RV. Right. It's always like they're excited when they get it. And then every time I talk to them, they're like, I'm trying to sell my RV.
It is a common
thing. An RV. And I'm like, no.
No, thanks. No, thanks.
But you know what? Some people are so into it. I mean, that's their whole retirement.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandfather had a huge Grandpa Bob who lived to 101. When he was 100, he was camping in his fifth wheel trip.
Okay.
And when he retired, that's what he did. He traveled all the national parks. So Some people love it, but an RV isn't for everyone. It's a big expense.
I have a number of full-time RV clients.
I bet you do. Yeah, so
they just spend their whole, you know, their whole time traveling around and going to see different destinations.
Well, you might get an RV again at some point in your life. I have a feeling you might go back to that. I know you like to travel. Well, and you know, those unexpected expenses too, like you mentioned, you know, roof, driveway, they don't care that you're retired. So
no. They really
you got to prepare for them and make that part of your overall financial plan.
Yeah, absolutely you do. And you know, it's kind of interesting because I just had a situation with a client this week where we were talking about something very, very similar along these same lines. You know, I mean, we were talking about paying down debt, you know, and they're 3 years out from retirement right now. And well, I should say one of them is already retired. Then their spouse is about 3 years out from retirement right now.
Sure.
And they've got 3 years left to pay on their mortgage. They've got like a 3% mortgage rate as of right now. And they were looking at paying it off. You know, can we just take out the money? They've got like 25 grand left on the loan and at 3%. And we just sat down and we ran the numbers because from an initial standpoint, it seems like, yeah, I'd save, you know, $800 a month or $1,000 a month if I pay that off. But when we did the math, it was going to cost them around $6,000 in taxes to withdraw the money because they have all taxable accounts, pre-tax IRAs and things like that that we have to pull the money out of. So it was going to cost them around $6,000 in taxes. And when we calculated how much interest they're going to pay for the next 3 years on that loan, if they just keep making the payments, it was like $1,700 in interest. So it's like, you know, what makes more sense, paying $6,000 in taxes now or just letting the loan play out, leaving the money invested? Because, I mean, their portfolios averaged considerably more than 3% in interest.
Sure. If you're making more in interest than you're paying on your loan.
Right.
Like I've heard experts say, use the bank's money. Like our mortgage is 2.9. It's around 3%.
Basically free money, right?
My wife and I, it's very close to free money. At that point, I'm like, use the bank's money for the house and don't pull out of your investments where you have more growth than that.
Right.
That really doesn't make sense. So there is good debt and bad debt. Good debt is rare, but a lot of people have it in terms of a mortgage. Sometimes back in the day, you could get a car at 0 or 1% interest.
Yeah.
And as long as you get it paid off,
it's still out there, actually. I've heard a few manufacturers that are still out.
So cars and homes can be good debt, but any type of credit card debt is bad debt. So you've got to get, that's got to get paid off. And so, and that may be one of the things that makes sense, but you should never pull from a retirement account or an investment or stock account to pay off a debt unless you sit down with somebody like yourself first and you do the math. I mean, that's a no-brainer, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, you want to make sure that you're looking at it from all perspectives, because just like those clients I mentioned earlier, you know, they were just looking at saving $1,000 a month in a mortgage payment.
Right.
And when we did the math, it was like, well, yeah, it makes more sense to pay, you know, for them $1,600 or $1,700 in interest and just keep their money invested. But they had never thought about it from that perspective. So sometimes it's just having someone else shed light on a different way of viewing that. And it all of the sudden triggers something in our mind like, oh, that's a better way to do it, actually. So
having that second
opinion, absolutely. Having that second set of eyes, that second opinion can sometimes be invaluable because, again, they might help shed light on something that you didn't even really think was, you know, a factor in that decision making process.
Yeah. And that's huge, isn't it? I mean, that's really amazing. So. What's another sign that we might not be ready to retire?
Well, not being familiar with Social Security would potentially be one. Now, even if Social Security isn't your primary source of income in retirement, it's still an important thing to consider. Now, if you haven't yet estimated your benefit amount, the Social Security Administration does provide a useful tool to help you to calculate it. Many financial services professionals suggest delaying retirement until you reach full retirement age, if possible, because that's, of course, when you're going to qualify for your full monthly benefit. Now, claiming Social Security as early as 62 will reduce your payments by around 30% compared to waiting until full retirement age. And of course, now working those extra 4 or 5 years not only increases your monthly benefit for Social Security, but it may also boost it further by adding higher earning years to the calculation. And of course, additionally, postponing retirement gives you more time to build your savings and continue earning that paycheck. So something to consider, not for everyone, obviously, but it certainly could be something that would be viable for anyone that does need a little bit more time to catch up on savings.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's huge. And if our listeners do have questions, Cole, yeah, or they want to set up that no charge, no obligation consultation, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbuska.com, and they can schedule that consultation in either Wausau, Eau Claire, or virtually, depending on the client's preference.
All right. Hey, that sounds great. Now, we've been considering some signs that indicate you might not be able to retire. You might not be able to retire just yet anyway.
Right.
And
right.
I know that's the big question you get when people come in there, and you cited some facts from an Investopedia article. Great site. Yep. Mm-hmm. The 10 signs you're not okay to retire. Right. And that lists, you know, having a monthly financial plan is another sign that you're not ready to retire, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we want to make sure that we have that long-term financial plan in place and that we're, yep, continuously addressing and updating it. It's really essential to understand how your long-term savings are going to last and what level of spending that you'll be able to sustain during those coming decades. Now, of course, nobody can predict their exact lifespan, and longer life expectancies and rising long-term care costs may require your portfolio to last longer and stretch further into the future than you might have originally thought. And there is ongoing debate about the ideal annual withdrawal rate from your savings. Now, this is well known at around 4%. They call it the 4% rule.
Yeah.
It's been around for quite some time. And basically, that suggests you withdraw 4% of your assets each year, which is generally expected to make that money last about 30 years. Now, planning for a 30-year or longer retirement is, of course, wise. According to actuarial data cited in the article, a 65-year-old couple has a 50% chance that at least one partner will live to age 92, and a 25% chance that one will reach age 97, if you can imagine. Wow. Now, to ensure that those savings last, you'll need to determine a sustainable withdrawal strategy based on things like your health, your investment portfolio, your risk tolerance, need for income. All of those different things are obviously going to be factors.
Yeah, well, they're huge factors. And it's like I always say, Cole, the good news is we're living longer.
Absolutely.
The bad news is we're living longer.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Right? And that's why you work with a financial professional like yourself, right, a fiduciary who's going to look out for your best financial interests and that correlates with your long-term financial strategy. Have a written plan, have a strategy.
Yeah.
And that way you can know your money will last as long as you do in retirement. More and more people living into their 90s, living to age 100. So that is increasing. That's going to keep increasing. And I think that's really important.
Absolutely, Tony. I completely agree with everything you just said. And continuing along with that article, it also warns that you can't head into retirement without first preparing for future inflation. Now, obviously, inflation is something that we've dealt with a bit more substantially over the last several years than we have in the past. And it just reminds ourselves that we don't know necessarily what the future of inflation will look like, but we do know that there will be inflation. It's going to impact both your daily expenses and the long-term value of your savings. So at a 3% inflation rate, Tony, the cost of living will double in about 25 years, well within a typical retirement timeframe. And as of January of this year, January 2025, inflation stood at about 3%, which was up from 2.9 in December of 2024. So failing for accounting for inflation is a common retirement planning mistake and can significantly impact your financial security over time. And obviously, with longer life expectancies, Managing your money wisely is crucial to keeping pace with or outpacing inflation so you don't risk outliving your savings, which is a huge concern for a lot of retirees. Things like Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, also known as TIPS, offer some safeguard by adjusting interest payments to match inflation and are considered safe due to their U.S. government backing. However, during volatile periods, TIPS may not always provide the expected level of protection you're hoping for.
Yeah. And so there are other better options, right? I mean, there's investing in the market. And I know you look at all the options out there for your clients. We don't get into specific investment advice because you need to know each person's exact situation to give them personal investment advice. But we do talk about the importance of it and some of the ins and outs. This has been a great show today. I mean, it is really important to know what to look for. Am I ready or am I not ready for retirement? Right.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you mean sometimes it just is having a plan for these various different components. Sometimes it's not necessarily that you're not ready. It's just that your plan isn't ready yet. Right. So, I mean, that's why we encourage everybody to get a second opinion. I mean, you do it with your health. Why not do it with your wealth? You know, I mean, you want to make sure that you're on the right track and you have a plan that's going to meet your needs. And, you know, sometimes that plan needs to be updated as well. So a second opinion, even if you already have an existing plan, is never a bad idea either. At the very least, it's going to give you the peace of mind and confidence that you're moving in the right direction, or it's going to potentially uncover some things that you might want to address as you move forward.
Yeah, I think that's huge, Cole. Well, before we go, I know you're offering our listeners and viewers out there a no charge, no obligation consultation. I think that's great. You love to hear from people. You have a great staff there. If they have Medicare questions, if they have Social Security questions, investment questions, how can they get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation?
Well, Tony, it's pretty simple. They can simply give us a call at 715-355-4445, or they can visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. You can schedule that consultation right then and there on the website. Pretty simple to do. And like I said before, you can schedule in our WASA office, our Eau Claire office, or virtually if that works better for you.
All right. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Cole. And listeners, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with our host, Cole Bruner.
Thank you for joining us for Financially Speaking. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact the Bushka Wealth Management Team at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of Financially Speaking.
Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.